בוקר טוב.
בוקר טוב.
שלום לכם.
שלום לך.
Lesson 18. Wishes, Oaths, and Conditions. The phrases at the top are lu matnu, if only we had died, im amitka, I will not kill you, and im yashavnu fo Vamatnu. Im yashavnu fo vamatnu. If we stay here, we shall die. We're going to learn about some of these constructions. Section 1, entitled Wishes. What someone wishes for, longs for, or prays for may be expressed in several ways. Firstly, using the imperfective or the jussive. And the imperfective and the jussive are very similar. They actually have the same form for all verbs except for hollow verbs. That's verbs with the middle root being a vav or a yod. So, Psalm 122, verse 6. Yishla'u ohavayik. Yishla'u ohavayik. May those who love you enjoy security. So, yishla'u there is a jussive. And a jussive can think of as being sort of a wish or a command. Let something happen, may something happen. The next verse, we have Yehi Shalom Behelech. Yehi Shalom Behelech. May there be peace within your city wall. Yehi is the jussive, third singular jussive of Hayah. We find that quite a number of times in Genesis 1 where the Lord says, let there be light, Yehi, or. It's a wish, or it's a bit, it's voluntive, it's a wish, but it's certainly in the Lord's, out of the Lord's mouth, it's really a command, let something happen. Number 626, this is the priestly benediction, Yesa Adonai Panayv Elecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom. Yesa Adonai Panayv Elecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom. May the Lord lift up. So Yesa is from Nasa. First Nun, drop the Nun. The Nun has been assimilated into the scene and left behind a Dagesh. Lift up his face towards you. V'yasem. And may he put lecha to you peace. I give you peace. So yesa and yasem there, both will be jussives. And finally, Psalm 115:14, Yosef Adonai Aleichem. Yosef Adonai Aleichem. May the Lord give you increase. Now, Yosef is to do more, to add to. So here, may the Lord do more, and that then gets rendered out as give you increase. Okay, so that's the first way, probably the most common way of expressing a wish is you put it normally in the jussive, express it in the jussive. And morphologically, the jussive is usually going to be the same as the imperfective, and the way you'd know it, a jussive, usually is from context. We'll help you with that. Section B, another way of indicating this is using this little word lu followed by the imperfective, when the thing wished for could perhaps happen. It hasn't yet happened, but there is a possibility it may yet happen. So Genesis 17:18, lu Yishmael yichye lefanecha. Lu Yishmael yichye lefanecha. If only Ishmael would, and Yichye is from Chaya, to live, not Chaya, to be, Chaya, to live. If only he may live before you. And this is Abram speaking to the Lord, doubting the promise that he will have a true son. So this is, and wishing that Ishmael could be considered as that son, could be my heir. So that hasn't yet happened, but there's a possibility that it could, and Abram is wishing that this is what would happen. If lu is used by with the perfective, then that's you wishing that a thing could happen and it hasn't happened, and the possibility of it happening has gone. So you'll see that from the two examples here. Numbers 14:2, lu matnu be'eretz Mitzrayim, o bamidbar hazeh lu matnu. Lu matnu be'eretz Mitzrayim, o bamidbar hazeh lu matnu. So if only we had died in the land of Egypt. Matnu is the verb is mot, mem, vav, tav. O is or. Or in the desert, in the wilderness, in this wilderness, if we had only died. So matnu there is perfective. They're saying if only we had died in the land of Egypt. Well, they didn't die in the land of Egypt, and they can't die in the land of Egypt. That possibility is gone because they're no longer in the land of Egypt. Or if only we had died in this wilderness. Well, they didn't die in that wilderness, and that time for it is past. And this is after the spies have come back from exploring the land. 10 of them give the negative report. And this is them grumbling and rejecting Moses' leadership and wanting to pick another leader. Isaiah 48:18, lu hikshavta le mitzvotai. Lu hikshavta le mitzvotai. If only you had paid attention to my commands. Kashav there is to pay attention, incline your ear, listen to my commandments. So lu with a perfective, wishing that you had done that. Well, you didn't, and in a sense, the time, that's not going to happen anymore. So you see the distinction there between when lu is used with an imperfective and a perfective. Imperfective, something hasn't yet happened, is still a possibility. It would. Perfective, the thing hasn't happened and isn't going to happen. Fourthly, you can use lu followed by a participle. Psalm 81:14, lu ami shomeach li. Lu ami shomeach li. If only my people would listen to me. Shomeach there, kal participle, masculine singular of shama, to listen, to hear, to heed. So those three different ways in which lu can be used. So the word meaning if only. Fifth way of expressing a wish is using the expression mi yiten, which means who will give or who will grant, used idiomatically. Exodus 16:3. This is just after the Israelites have crossed the sea, and they're already grumbling, and they say, mi yiten mutenu be'eretz Mitzrayim. Mi yiten mutenu be'eretz Mitzrayim. A very wooden translation would be, who will give our death in the land of Egypt? I.e., that's what they're longing for, that somebody had given them death in the land of Egypt. So it's really a wish that that had happened. If only, and hence you can translate it idiomatically, if only we had died in Egypt. Numbers 11:29. Umi yitain chol am Adonai Nevi'im. Umi yiten kol am Adonai Nevi'im. So you could translate that as, and who will give all the people of the Lord prophets? Or who will grant that all the people of the Lord be prophets? I.e., he's longing, that's what he wants to happen. So you can translate that idiomatically. I wish all the Lord's people were prophets. Judges 9:29, Umi yitain et ha'am hazeh b'yadi. Umi yitain et ha'am hazeh b'yadi. And who will give, and who will grant, or who will put this people in my hand, I under my authority? in my command. And that's what he's wishing for. So we could translate, if only this people were under my command. And finally, Job 14:13, Mi yitain bishaol tatzpineni. Mi yitain bishaol tatzpineni. Who will grant in Sheol hide me? So that's his wish, if only you would hide me in Sheol. Okay, so that's the category using mi yitain. Then one can use just me. 2 Samuel 15:4. This is Absalom standing in the city gate in Jerusalem and stealing the hearts of the Israelites. We read Vayomer Avshalom, Mi Yisimeni Shofet Ba'aretz V'alai Yavo Kol Ish Asher Yichye Lo Riv U'mishpat v'hitzdaktiv. Vayomer Avshalom, Mi Yisimeni Shofet Ba'aretz V'alai Yavo Kol Ish Asher Yichye Lo Riv U'mishpat v'hitzdaktiv. So then Absalom said, and he's translating this as Absalom would say, because he was saying this every day standing in the gate as people came to him. Mi yisimeni shofet ba'aretz. Who will set me or appoint me judge in the land? That's what he's wanting somebody to do. So it's really a wish, if only I was appointed judge in the land. V'alai yavo kol ish. And to me, or upon me, yavo kol ish, every person who comes, asher yichye lo riv, to whom there is a riv, which is a lawsuit or a legal case, U'mishpat, and justice, v'hitzdakti, so that's from tzadak, to pronounce righteous or to pass a judgment, and a judgment would pass for him. So note there, riv is a dispute or legal case, mishpat is judgment, and so riv u'mishpat would be understood as a case that is to be judged. In 2 Samuel 23:15, where David asks, Mi yashkeni mayim, mi yashkeni mayim, is perhaps not a question, who will give me water to drink, which is how it's usually translated, but an expression of longing, how I would love a drink of water. So that's the sixth category, just using me, and then seventh category for expressing a wish is with Achalai or Achale. For example, 2 Kings 5:3. This is Naaman the leper and his little servant girl from Samaria speaking to him. Achale Adoni lifnei hanavi asher b'shomron. Achale Adoni lifnei hanavi asher b'shomron. If only my master, that's Adonai, lifnei hanavi, in the presence or before the prophet Asher b'Shomron, who is in Samaria. So, seven different ways of expressing a wish. And certainly the most common of those will be the Jesef, followed by Lu. Section 2, Oaths. Oaths are solemn words that you swear and you're binding yourself to. So they're much stronger than a wish. Section 1, Oaths and Emphatic Statements, beginning with Hai Adonai. As a statement on its own, Hai Adonai can mean the Lord is alive. So, for example, 2 Samuel 22:47, Chai Adonai Uvaruk Tzuri. Chai Adonai Uvaruk Tzuri. This is David's poem at the end of 2 Samuel. The Lord is alive, or the Lord lives, and blessed is my rock. Tzur is a rock or a stronghold. But the most common use of Chai Adonai is to give very strong emphasis to statements or mark them as an oath which is being sworn in the name of God. And we find this quite a lot. Ruth 3:13, this is Boaz speaking to Ruth after she's lain at his feet on the threshing floor. U ga'altik anochi Chai Adonai. U ga'altik anochi Chai Adonai. Then I will redeem you. So ga'al is to redeem, act as a kinsman redeemer. Ga'alti, I redeem, and then ga'altik, I redeem you. And then he adds in anochi for emphasis. That isn't actually strictly necessary because the I is embedded in the ga'alti. So we could translate, I myself will redeem you, Chai Adonai, as the Lord lives. 1 Kings 17:12, this is the widow of Zarephath, whom Elijah has gone to in the time of famine in Israel, and he asks her to feed him. And she said, Vatomer, Chai Adonai Elohecha, im yesh li ma'og. Vatomer, Chai Adonai Elohecha, im yesh li ma'og. So then she said, Chai Adonai Elohecha, as the Lord your God lives. And then the im introduces the content of her oath. And we could take as if, and yesh is the particle of existence, there is, if there is to me, ma'og, a loaf. So what she's saying is there isn't a loaf. I sort of, if there is a loaf belonging to me, my oath is, that's what she's swearing that she doesn't have. Then we got some other similar phrases. Chai Adonai, as the Lord lives, or I swear by the living God. Chai El, as God lives. Chai Ani, as I live. Chai Anoki, as I live, so the same thing, just with a fuller form of the personal pronoun. Che nafshecha, che nafshecha. So we've switched from chai to che, pointed with a tsere instead of a patach, and che faro, as Pharaoh lives. And then he notes that the Masoretes, so these are the scribes from the 1,100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, who added in the vowel points. They usually pointed, that means the vowel points they added, to Chet Yod. They pointed it as Chai when it was used with reference to the Lord or oneself, and He when its reference was to someone else. So Chai Adonai Veche Nafshecha. It is, so it's from Chaya, it's just the noun, Chai, life, so the life of the Lord. And then the plural Chai is Chayim. And then the person by whose name an oath is confirmed may be indicated by a bait prefix. So Daniel 12:7, Va Yarem Yemino U Smolo El HaShamayim Va Yeshba Vache Ha'olam. Vayarem yamino usmolo el ha-shamayim vayishva b'che ha-olam. And he lifted up, or he raised up. Room is to be on high, to be high. And he raised up yamino, his right hand, usmolo, his left hand, El Hashamayim, to the sky, to heaven, Vayeshva, and he swore an oath, Bechei Ha'olam, in the name of or by the Chei Ha'olam, the one who lives forever. So Ha'olam becomes a way of expressing forever. When the promise or oath is an undertaking to do something, what is to be done may introduced by ki, or ki im, or ki ken, or im lo. And sometimes you'll find a couple of clauses, one introduced by one introduced by another. So 1 Kings 2:24. Va'ata chai Adonai ki hayom yumat Adoniyahu. Adoniyahu. Va'ata chai Adonai ki hayom yumat Adoniyahu. And now, that's ata, chai Adonai, as the Lord lives, ki, so ki introduces the content of the oath, that hayom, today, yumat Adoniyahu, Adonijah shall be put to death. 1 Samuel 26:10. Oh, so I should say 1 Kings 2. So this is Solomon right after he's come to the throne dealing with his brothers, yeah. 1 Samuel 26:10. Vayomer David, Chai Adonai, Ki Im Adonai Yigafenu. Vayomer David, Chai Adonai, Ki im Adonai yigafenu. And David said, as the Lord lives, and ki im gives us the content that Adonai yigafenu, the Lord will strike him. So that's what he wants to happen. So in one case, the content of the oath, what he wants to happen, introduced by ki, in the other case by ki im. 1 Kings 1:29-30. Vayeshva hamelech vayomar chai Adonai asher pada et nafshi mechol tzara ki kaasher nishbati lach ba'Adonai Elohei Yisrael lemor ki Shlomo v'nech Yimlok acharai, v'hu yeshev al kesi tachtai, ki chen e'ese hayom hazeh. Read that together. Vayeshva hamelech, vayomar chai Adonai, asher pada, et nafshi mikol tzara, ki ka'asher Nishbati lach ba'Adonai Elohei Yisrael lemor ki Shlomo yimloch acharai v'hu yeshev al kisi tachtai ki chen e'ese hayom hazeh. Vayeshva HaMelech, then the king swore an oath, Vayomar, and he said, Chai Adonai, as the Lord lives, Asher Pada et Nafshi, who, and Pada, usually trying to say it is redeemed, you can translate it as saved, is redeemed, saved, my, and Nefesh, you take here as my whole, my being, my whole, so translating my life, it works well there. Mekol tzara, from all, and tzara is distress. So here Dobson renders that as all kinds of trouble. Ki, this now introduces what he is swearing, that ka'asher nishbati lach, that just as, that's the ka'asher, just as I swore to you, ba'Adonai Elohei Israel, by the Lord God of Israel, So bait, prefix introducing the one on whose name he is swearing. Lemor, this now opens our quotation marks as to what he had previously swore. Ki Shlomo Fnech, that Solomon your son Yimlok will reign, or will come to reign, will be king. Acharai after me. Vehu Yeshev al Kisi, and he will sit upon my throne. Tachtai, instead of me, in my place. Ki Ken, so Ki now introduces another clause in this. Ki Ken Eseh, so I will do Hayom Hazeh, today. So that's a fairly complicated oath because it's got embedded within it, another oath. So it's various clauses. We have a clause introduced by Ki, that's the Ki Ka'asher. Then within that, there is a clause introduced by Ki. And then it ends with Ki Ken. So three clauses, each introduced with Ki. Then Numbers 14:28. Here we are back at the rebellion of Israel in response to the spies coming back from the land. And the Lord saying he's going to exalt Moses. And the Lord says, Emor aleihem chai ani ne'um adnai im lo ka'asher debartem be'oznai chen e'ese lachem. Emor aleihem chai ani ne'um adnai im lo ka'asher debartem be'oznai chen E'ese lachem. Say to them, Chai ani, as I live, Ne'um Adonai, just down below it says literally a saying of the Lord or a declaration of the Lord. Usually gets translated as says the Lord, oracle of the Lord. That's used a lot in the prophets. So says the Lord, Im lo, and Im now introduces the first clause of the sort of what he's saying, im lo ka'asher debartem. Ka'asher debartem, just as you have said or spoken, but oznai, in my hearing. So ozen is hearing and ears. Ken, so, e'ese lachem, I will do to you. So the two clauses there of that oath, im lo and ken. So you have to take the imlo together as a pair, and not so much trying to understand, just taking each on its own, but as a pair. When the promise or oath is an undertaking not to do something, what is not to be done is introduced by im. So far you've met im primarily as meaning if, but it also gets used a lot in these conditional clauses or in these oaths. Genesis 42:15. Joseph speaking to his brothers, Che faro im tetsu, mize ki im bevo achichem hakaton hena. Che faro im tetsu, mize ki im bevo achichem hakaton hena. He faro, as Pharaoh lives, notice that he is now pointed with a tsere for a person, as Pharaoh lives, and im introduces the sort of a negative aspect of the oath, what not to do, what shall not happen, that you not tetsu, go out from yatsa, you go out mizeh from here, ki im, except. And that's what ki im on its as a pair often means. Except bevo, in your coming, or in your brother coming, your youngest brother coming here. So bevo, bait, expressing time, So really we could take it as when, and vo will be the infinitive, when the coming of your younger brother, Hakaton, the little one, hena, here, hither. 1 Samuel 19:6, Vayishava Shaul Chai Ananai Imumat. Vayishava Shaul Chai Ananai Imumat. Then Saul swore, as the Lord lives, Imumat. Now you have to figure out, does he want him to be put to death or not put to death? And in there is introducing what he wants not to happen. He shall not be put to death. 2 Kings 4:30. Vatomer em hanaar chai adnai vechei nafshcha im ezvecha. Vatomer em hanaar chai adnai vechei nafshcha im ezvecha. Then the boy's mother said, so the boy, this is the widow of Nain, speaking to Elisha. Oh, sorry, the Shunammite woman speaking to Elisha. The widow of Nain is speaking to Jesus at the same geographical location. Chai Adonai, as the Lord lives, vechei nafshcha, and by your life, and Im now says what she will not do, that I not forsake you, leave you. A strong determination not to do something or a statement of its virtual impossibility may be introduced by Chalilal. Chalil means profane, defiled, polluted. The sense was perhaps nearer to may I be cursed if I do such an action. So this is a very strong expression. Genesis 44:7. Chalilal avadecha me'asot kadavar hazeh. Chalila l'avadecha me'asot kadavar hazeh. So here he's translated the chalila as God forbid l'avadecha, that your servants me'asot, sort of from doing, kadavar hazeh, like this thing. So asot, infinitive construct of asa. Job 27:5. Chalila li im azdik etchem. Chalila li im azdik etchem. May I be accursed? May I be cursed? May I be cursed im azdik, if I declare you righteous. Job 34:10. Chalila la'el me resha. Chalila la'el me resha. Chalila la'el, he's translated as far be it from God. God forbid that God should be me resha. And this is what he's far from resha, from evil, wickedness. Genesis 18:25. Chalila l'cha me asot kadavar hazeh. Chalila l'cha me asot kadavar hazeh. Far be it from you. And then we get the same expression as in the first example, Genesis 44:7. Me asot kadavar hazeh, from doing like this thing. So me asot, min, sort of the idea of distancing yourself from that doing. So that was subsection 1, oaths and emphatic statements. Subsection 2, you have oaths, promises, and threats, introduced with an expression like ko ya'aseh Elohim. An oath which may express a promise or a threat is often introduced by the formula ko ya'aseh Elohim v'ko yosif. Ko ya'aseh Elohim v'ko yosif. Ko, thus, ya'aseh, Elohim, may the Lord, may God do, the Ko, and thus Yosef, may he do more. So Yosef to add, to do again, to do more. As the words were spoken, some action was done or indicated, but we don't know exactly what. If the original setting was at a sacrifice, it might mean, may God kill me as I kill this animal. It corresponds to the English saying, cross my heart and cut my throat. Never heard it put quite that way. Cross my heart and swear to die, isn't it? That's the... Which may be used to support what is being said. One draws the edge of one's hand across one's throat in imitation of a knife, as one says, and cut my throat, indicating that one ought to be put to death if one is not telling the truth. It is the strongest way of asserting truth or determination to do what one has said. An Israelite king, in threatening to kill Elisha, says in 2 Kings 6:31, Ko ya'ase li Elohim v'ko Yosef im ya'amod rosh Elisha ben Shaphat alive hayom. Ko ya'ase li Elohim v'ko Yosef im ya'amod rosh Elisha ben Shaphat alive hayom. So thus may God do to me, and thus may he do more. And so sometimes this will get rendered as, and more besides, or something like that. If Ya'amod Rosh Elisha, if the head of Elisha, son of Shaphat, ben Shaphat, Ya'amod, stands, or we might say remains, alive upon him, Hayom, today. And 1 Samuel 3:17. So we had Brian mention this in the sermon 2.5 weeks ago. Eli, in urging Samuel to tell him everything, says, Ko ya'ase lecha Elohim v'ko Yosef im tekached v'meni davar michol hadavar asher diber elecha. Ko Ya'ase lecha Elohim v'ko Yosef im tekached memeni davar mikol hadavar asher deber elecha. So thus may God do to you, and thus may he do more besides. Im now introduces the content. If tekached, you hide, mimeni, from me, davar, a word, mikol hadavar, from all the word, asher deber eleka, which he spoke to you. So we get davar in there three times. This is in the context of the word of the Lord was rare in those days, and now the word of the Lord has come, and Eli finally recognizes that, and I think this is quite emphatic, the way that the narrator has done this threefold use of Devar. And then Eli casts us all in this very solemn oath that he's making of Samuel. Ruth, in promising never to leave Naomi, says in Ruth 1:17, Ko ya'ase Adonai li v'ko Yosef ki hamavet ayafrid Veni u venich. Ko ya'ase Adonai li v'ko Yosef ki hamavet yafrid veni u venich. So thus may the Lord, now she uses the Lord's personal name, may the Lord do to me and more besides. Ki introduces the content, if death, so mavet is the noun death, yafrid, hifil there of parad, should separate, cause separation, beni u venik, between me and between you. Okay, so that's second category, subsection of these oaths, oaths, promises, and threats. Third is swearing an oath using the nifal of Shavah, so nishba, swearing an oath, the nifal of the stem Shavah. Hishbia, he bound someone by an oath, so that's the hifil of it. Shavua is the noun, feminine noun, oath or swearing or curse. Nikah mi shavua. Nikah mi shavua. He was free from an oath, so that's when the obligations come to an end. Allah is another noun meaning oath or curse or agreement confirmed by an oath. And then bain is used, is means between. So baini uvencha, between me and you, or if the other, if the you is feminine singular, like Ruth talking to Naomi, baini uvenich. And we have lots of examples of this in the Hebrew Bible. Genesis 24:23. This is when Abram is sending his servant back to Paddan Aram to find a wife for Isaac. He says, Simna yarcha tachat yirechi v'ashbiacha ba'adonai. Simna yarcha tachat yirechi v'ashbiacha ba'adonai. Simna, put now, or please put, yarcha, your hand, tachat yirechi, under my thigh, v'ashbiacha, and so there, that's a hifil, first singular hifil with second masculine singular pronominal suffix. I will make you swear an oath, ba'adonai, by the Lord. A few verses later, he's referring back to an oath that the Lord swore to him. Va'asher nishba li lemor l'zaracha etain et ha'aretz hazot. Va'asher nishba li lemor l'zaracha etain et ha'aretz hazot. And who swore an oath to me. So now we have the nifal of Shavah. Lemor, saying, or open quotation marks, L'zaracha, to your seed, i.e. to your offspring, etain, I will give, et ha'aretz hazot, this land. And then the next verse. V'nikita mishvuati zot. V'nikita mishvuati zot. And you will be free from this oath. So this is when the servant asks, well, what if I go and find this woman and she doesn't want to come back? And Abram says, well, then you'll be free from the oath. And towards the end of the chapter, Az tinake me alati. Az tinake me alati. As then, you will be free from my oath. And a couple of chapters later, Genesis 26:28, Tahina Allah benotenu benenu u venecha. Tahina Allah benotenu benenu u venecha. Tahi, this actually is the Joseph of Haya, let there be. May there be, and na, sort of as a little nicety, flourish added in. Here it hasn't been translated. We call it a particle of entreaty. We could say, please let there be, or now let there be, an oath. Benotenu, between us, and then he specifies that, benenu u venecha, between us and you. Because oaths were often made with a raised arm or hands, the lifting of the hand may indicate the swearing of an oath. So Ezekiel 20:15, we read, Vagam ani nasati yadi lahem bamidbar, labilti havi otam el haaretz asher natati lahem. Vagam ani nasati yadi lahem bamidbar levilti ha'vi otam el haaretz asher natati lahem. Gam also, so and also I lifted my hand, nasati, nasa, to raise, to lift, lahem bamidbar, to them in the wilderness. The implication being that this was to swear. Levilti is a strong negative, not, to not bring. So bo is come or enter, here the hifil, meaning to bring. Otam el haaretz, them into the land, asher natati lahem, which I had given to them. When nishba expresses a commitment to do something, the oath is often introduced by imlo. So Joshua 14:9, vayishva Moshe bayom hahu lemor imlo haaretz asher Darakha raglcha ba lecha tichye le nachala. Va yeshava Moshe bayom hahu lemor imlo haaretz asher darakha raglcha ba lecha tichye le nachala. Then Moses swore on that day, saying, Imlo, so Imlo now expresses what he will do, what he's binding to. The land on which Daracha Raglaka, Raglaka is your foot, Regal is foot. Darach is to walk upon, to tread upon. Daracha, feminine. Singular is regal is feminine, on which your foot walked, ba, on it or in it. Lecha tichye le nachala. To you it will be or become for an inheritance. So haya le is to become here and nachala, inheritance. So imlo here introduces what will happen, what is being sworn to happen. When nishba expresses a commitment not to do something, the oath is often introduced just by im. So 1 Samuel 24:2. This is David saying, V'ata hishava li badanai im takrit et zari acharai v'im tashmid et shmi Mebeit avi. V'ata hishava li Adonai im takrit et zari acharai v'im tashmid et shmi mebeit avi. And now swear to me, hishava nifal imperative. So we've still got the dagesh in the first root letter for nifal. And remember that the nifal for the imperative and the infinitive has a hey prefix on it. Now swear to me by the Lord. And im introduces what should not happen. Not to cut off my seed after me. And not that you'll not wipe out, so shamad is a strong word for destroy, my name, mebeit avi, from my father's household or family. But the content of such oath may also be introduced by asher lo. So Genesis 24:3, the ashbiacha asher lo tikach. The ashbiacha asher lo tikach. And I will cause you to swear, so the hifil now of Shavah to get somebody else to swear, I will make you swear Asher lo taka, that you not take. The use of im, supposing or if or though, with the meaning not, probably took its rise from the oath formula, thus may God do to me. For to say, thus may God do to you if you hide anything from me, is close in meaning to say, you are not to hide anything from me. But as it is commonly used in oaths, im has virtually taken on the meaning not. Section 3, conditions. We can have im, if, im lo, if not, lu, if, and lule, or if not. Subsection 1, conditional sentences. A two-part sentence with one part beginning with if, like im telek imi, the halachti, if you'll go with me, then I will go, is called a conditional sentence. The part introduced by if is called the protasis, that's the if statement, and the part that follows is called the apodosis, that's the then statement. Protasis and apodosis. And this works also for Greek. There are two main types of conditional sentence. If I come, I will see you. If he came, he must have seen me. That indicates something that may happen or something that did happen. They're called real, fulfillable, or fulfilled conditions. So real conditions. Then section 2, if I had come, I would have seen you. If I were there, I would be able to see you. These indicate something that did not happen or is not happening, so they can be called unreal, unfillable, or contrary to fact conditions. So it's the real and the unreal conditions. In Hebrew, real conditions are usually introduced by im or im lo, and unreal conditions by lu or lule. So firstly, the real conditions introduced by im or im lo. In the following examples, note how the protasis is introduced by im or im lo, and the apodosis often introduced by vav prefix. Genesis 13:9. This is Lot and Abram separating themselves. Hipared na me alai im ha smol ve emina ve im ha yamin ve asmi ila. Hipared na me alai im ha smol ve emina ve im ha yamin ve asmi ila. Hipared, so this is the nifal of parad, to separate, and it's an imperative, so it's got a hey prefix. Separate, please, from me. Im hasmol, if to the left, that is the north, so for directions you're facing east, so north is what's on your left. The emina, then I will go to the right. Yamin is right. The im hayamin, but if to the right, that is to the south, the asma ila, I will go to the left. Judges 4:8. Im telchi imi the halachti, the im lo telchi imi lo elich. Im telchi imi the halachti, the im lo telchi imi lo elich. So this is Barak and Deborah. Barak speaking to Deborah. Im telchi imi, if you will go with me, the halachti, then I will go. The im lo telchi imi, if you will not go with me, lo elich, I will not go. Psalm 44:21-22. Im shakachnu shem Eloheinu halo Elohim yachakar zot. Im shakachnu shem Eloheinu halo Elohim yachakar zot. If we forget, shakach, forget, shem Eloheinu, the name of our God, then hello, now introducing the then. Is it not that God will Yahakar discover us, find this out? And 2 Samuel 15:26, V'imko yomar lo chafatzti bach hineni ya'ase li ka'asher tov be'inayv. V'imko yomar lo chafatzti bach hineni ya'ase li ka'asher tov be'inayv. But if thus he says, so if he should say thus, lo chafatzti bach, I am not pleased within you, I'm not delighted in you, chafatz, hinani, then here I am, ya'aseh li, may he do to me, ka'asher tov be'inayv, just as is good in his eyes. So may he do to me what is good in his eyes. Note the use of the perfective, matzati, I have found, or I do find, and the imperfective, emtsa, I shall find. Genesis 18:3, imna matzati chen, if I have found favor. 2 Samuel 15:25, im emtsa chen, if I should find favor. And he notes in the second one, 2 Samuel 15:25, the context shows that David has a future event in mind. So it is possible to translate emtsa, the imperfective, as I shall find. But because Hebrew verbal forms are not so closely linked to concepts of time as English ones, we might also consider translating emtsa as I find. So simply, if I find favor. Whereas the Genesis 8:13 is referring to he has found favor already in the past. Genesis 18:3, the focus is on the present situation. So matzati could be translated, I have found favor, or I do found favor. Note also the use of the perfective avarta, you cross over, and the imperfective tashuv in 2 Samuel 15:33-34. Im avarta iti, v'hayita alai l'masa, v'im ta'ir tashuv. Im avarta iti, v'hayita alai l'masa, v'im ha'ir tashuv. So this is as David is fleeing Jerusalem after Absalom's insurrection. Im avarta iti, if you cross over with me, v'hayita, then you will be upon me la'ma'ase, for a burden. V'im ha'ir tashuv, but if to the city you return. So here we have two alternatives put before Hushai to travel on with David and cross the Jordan. I'm not sure it's the Jordan, I thought this was the Kidron they were crossing, but or to return to Jerusalem. There is little difference between what is expressed by the perfective and the imperfective in such a context. We might perhaps translate as, if you do cross over with me, where now the perfective is being used, you will only become a burden to me, but if you return to the city, and so on. Pressing on, while fulfillable conditions are usually introduced by im, it is possible to find passages where we clearly need if in an English translation, even though there is no im in the Hebrew. And here context helps. Genesis 44:22, Vanomer el Adoni, lo yuchal hana'ar la'azov et aviv, v'azav et aviv v'amet. V'nomer el Adoni, lo yuchal hana'ar la'azov et aviv, v'azav et aviv v'amet. So this is Joseph's brothers reporting back to Jacob when they get back to the land. Vanomer el Adoni, and we said to my Lord, lo yukal hana'ar, the boy is not able. So yukal, to be able to do something. So we expect an infinitive to complete that. And that's the la'azov, to leave his father, or afnak, So make pause. V'azav et aviv v'met. And we then give that meaning. We have to put in if. So it was, and if he left his father, v'met, then he would die. So we have to supply if. Sometimes the protasis may have a participle. Note, osay in 2 Kings 7:2, osay the kal participle of asa, to do. Hine adnai osay arubot bashamayim hayichye hadavar hazeh. Hine adnai osay arubot bashamayim hayichye hadavar hazeh. So, hine, if we translate this just woodenly, behold the Lord, maker of windows in the sky. Ha, ye, ye, and then ha is the interrogative hey. How? Yihye hadavar, how this thing happened. So, context, you try and put that into good English from behold the Lord, maker of windows in the sky. So even acknowledging that, how could this thing be? And so we would render that into good English with, even if the Lord made windows in the sky, could this thing happen? And then sometimes we need to translate ki as if, actually reasonably frequently that you can take it as that. 2 Kings 4:29, v'ki yivarecha ish, v'ki yivarecha ish, and if yivarecha, he blesses you, and the subject is ish, a man, or a person, and if a person or someone blesses you. So that brings us to the unreal conditions with lu or lule. Note the use of lu or lule, or of perfective, and of perfective in the protasis. So that's the first part. So Deuteronomy 32:29, lu hakmu, or that should be hokmu, lu hokmu yashkilu zot, or yaskilu zot, lu hokmu yaskilu zot. If they were wise, they would understand this. They're not wise, they haven't been wise, that's not going to happen. Judges 8:19, lu ha-chayitem otam, lo haragti etchem. Lu ha-chayitem otam, lo haragti etchem. If you had kept them alive, so ha-chayitem, to cause to live, to preserve alive, if you kept them alive, lo haragti etchem, I would not kill you. But you haven't kept them alive, and so I will kill you. Judges 13:23. This is Manoah and his wife at the birth, when the angel of the Lord has appeared to them, promising the birth of a son, who will be Samson. Lu chafetz adonai le hamitenu, lo lakach miyadenu ola. Lu chafetz adonai la hamitenu, lo lakach miyadenu ola. If the Lord, and chafetz is delighted, or to delight, to desire, to want, if the Lord had delighted to put us to death, so hamitenu, the hifil of mut, so to put to death, to cause death, if the Lord had delighted to kill us, lo lakach, he would not have taken miyadenu ula, from our hands, the whole offering, i.e. the burnt offering, the offering for everything is consumed. But the Lord has taken that, has taken that all up. Then notice the use of the participle shokel, weighing, in 2 Samuel 18:12, "V'lo anochi shokel al kafai elef kesef lo eshlach yadi el ben hamelech." V'lo anochi shokel al kafai elef kesef lo eshlach yadi el ben hamelech. V'lo, so, and if, or even if, we get the protasis, I was weighing al kafai into my hands, into my palms, elef kesef, 1,000 pieces of silver, then lo eshlach, I would not stretch out my hand, el ben hamelech, to the king's son or against the king's son. So, an unreal condition that hasn't happened and it's not going to happen. And then note the use of lulei if the protasis is negative. So Genesis 43:10, ki lulei hit machmachnu, ki ata shavnu ze pa'amayim. Ki lulei hit machmachnu, ki ata shavnu ze pa'amayim. So ki introduces the protasis, because lulei, if we had not, so really lulei introducing the protasis as being negative, if we had not hit machmachnu, so hit payel of this verb, we had not, if we had not delayed, ki now introduces the then, or we might even take it as being surely now, shavnu, we would have returned, ze, this, pa'amayim. Now, pa'amayim, pa'am is time or instance, occasion, and the ending is dual, ayim. So that's how we know it's two times. We could have come back, we could have returned these two times. And 1 Samuel 25:34, lulei mehart, lulei mehart, if you had not acted quickly. Mahar is to hurry, to do something quickly. Lulei makes that negative. 2 Samuel 2:27, lulei debarta, lulei debarta, if you had not spoken. And finally, section 4, we get the summary of what we've done here. So these can all be quite confusing, especially you've got all these ims and kiims and imlos and lules and lus and so on to keep track of. And this has been a fairly brief introduction to these. You can go and read Walke's syntax, for example, and he'll go into way more detail. And when you try and work these out in actual Hebrew text, you can, yeah, certainly find it quite confusing how this all works. So, one, wishes may be expressed by the use of, we've got seven categories here, imperfective or jessive. Yivarek, may he bless. And usually it'll be jessive, but that will have the same form usually as the imperfective. Then we can have lu with the imperfective, lu yichye, I wish that he may live. So that's expressing something that hasn't yet happened, but has the possibility of happening. Lu with the perfective, lu matnu, if only we had died, something that hasn't happened and won't happen, so its chance for happening has gone by, so you're looking backwards. Lu with a participle, lu ami shumea, I wish my people would listen. We can have mi yitain with the infinitive, mi yitain mutenu, if only we had died. So it's the idea of who will give our death. That's what you're longing for. Is it someone grants you death? So if only we had died. Or with the imperfective, mi yitain tatzpineni, mi yitain tatzpineni, if only you would hide me. Then sixth category, mi can be used on its own. Mi yasimeni, mi yasimeni, so who will appoint me? That's what you're wanting to happen, if only I was appointed. And finally with achalai yikonu dirakai. Achalai yikonu dirakai. I wish my ways, my paths were yikonu. Normally gets translated as established or firm. Kun is to set something up so that it's firm. Section 2. Oaths may be expressed by the use of Chai Adonai. Chai Adonai is the Lord lives. Or with Ko Ya'aseh Adonai. Ko Ya'aseh Adonai, thus may the Lord do. An undertaking to do something may be introduced by Ki, or Ki Im, or Ki Ken, or Im Lo. An undertaking not to do something is introduced by Im. A strong aversion from doing something may be introduced by Chalila L. And then conditions that are real or possible are usually introduced by Im or Im Lo, if or if not. Conditions that are unreal or not possible are usually introduced by Lu or if or Lule not. Okay, so there you all have it all as a convenient summary. Mm-hmm.